If you're trying to change your carbon footprint, a really hard thing to tackle is our relationship with cars. If you live outside our cities, it's well nigh impossible. Many of us have a car parked outside, ready to use whenever we need it, depending what condition it's in, of course. Well, one family in Sydney has been experimenting for the past year with life without a car. Producer Sarah Allerley and her partner have two kids at primary school, so they knew it wouldn't be easy. Let's hear their verdict.
I think when you've got a car outside, you really, it is just too tempting to use it.
Yeah, well, how about, hey, let's ride our bikes to the supermarket in the rain, which we did a couple of times.
What's that?
Has the person bought the car yet?
Yep.
Did they come?
And they came. They didn't take it away yet, though.
Oh.
So they paid for it.
How much money did they use?
$675.
It's September 2019 when our mechanic calls to say our car needs thousands of dollars worth of work. He convinces me to let go of our trusted 2001 station wagon. The registration is due in 10 days, so we need to act fast. But it's not a great time for us to buy another car. So we make a snap decision to try a year without a car.
I think it will be interesting.
I think it's going to be really, really hard.
Because before, if we wanted to drive the car, then we could just go, okay, now we want to drive the car, just hop in the car. And now you have to book the car and pay for it.
We're going
to
be, like
go online.
Like, borrowing a lot of cars.
And sometimes a car might not be available.
Yeah. It's going to be hard. Like, what if we can't go to swimming?
If we owned a car, say we're just doing, like, an impromptu thing and we hadn't planned it, and they're like, oh, we need to do something in, like, 5 minutes or something.
No, I mean, I'm nervous as well. I hope we're doing the right thing.
Can I have a little bit more tomato sauce, please?
Can I just get you to introduce yourself?
Yep. Hi, my name is Miles Merrill. I'm a writer.
In the context of this.
Hi, my name is Miles Merrill, and I've been car ownership free for the past year.
Our home's really handy to school, shops and public transport. We already use our legs when we can, and the kids are used to riding buses and trains. David Hilton is a teacher at our children's school in Sydney's Inner West, and he often runs car-free days. And Miles gets invited to perform his writing for the kids, much to 10-year-old Billy's embarrassment.
Hand up if you got from A to B actively today. Hand up if you, like me, cycled. Excellent. Yeah, who remembers the song from Car 319? Went like this. Climate scientists, they say that these three things must have their day. Cars, coal, cows. Miles created a poem. Is that right, Miles? Poem goes like this.
Actually, Miles decides to tell a story about meeting school kids in India struggling to breathe due to pollution.
So it comes from cars, it comes from coal, and it comes from cows, yes. But it's also us, how we change the world. So the rego is up on our car, and we've decided not to renew it. We're getting rid of our car and spending the next year documenting what life is like without a car.
Just to be clear, we're not going completely car-free. No, we're not that hardcore. We just want to figure out what's practical for a family of four. We're experimenting with public transport and cycling and walking, but when it's just too hard, we'll hire a car.
That's what we say today, we are car-free.
Soon after I sold our car, I wake up super anxious. I'm worried I made a mistake. What have I done to our family? Is this going to make our lives even more chaotic? Am I crazy to put this much extra pressure on us?
Why are we going this way?
Because we... You know, we're walking to the dance... You know, we're walking to the dance school?
We're walking straight to it.
Because we don't have the car, remember?
So we're not going
home.
No, we're not going home.
You should probably know that.
I'm hungry.
So I've got some jam wraps. Do you want me to get
that? So Billy's dance class is about a 20-minute walk from school. Each Thursday, I grab her and a few friends. We used to come home, have some snacks, and then I'd drive them over.
So how was that, guys? How was the walk?
Good.
You think it's all right?
Yeah.
Feel tired?
What time is it though?
10 to 4. Do you feel too tired?
It's just a couple of weeks since we gave up our car, but this day of traipsing around to appointments makes me want our car back already. My dentist appointment is only a suburb away, but there's torrential rain and Emerald's home from school. I call an Uber and stumble through the dentist's doors with a booster car seat and an umbrella. Afterwards, my mouth is numb and I'm frustrated waiting on the side of the road with Emerald in her car seat as the Uber driver refuses to drive closer to us. Later, I take Billy to an appointment, but the rain's still heavy and it's getting dark. A friend saves me another Uber by giving us a lift. Now I feel conflicted. This year without owning a car isn't supposed to mean constant rides with others. Billy's appointment finishes. It's dark, cold, and wet. My phone is almost flat. You're kind of stuck without a phone when you're relying on bus timetables and ordering cars. But we find a bus shelter close by. The extra travel time pays off as Billy and I find some space to chat. Suddenly I'm happy to be car-free. This could work. By the time summer arrives, we've adjusted our lives to avoid driving places. Then I realise it's December and we haven't been to the beach yet. It's such a trek on trains and buses across town in the heat. Smoke from the raging bushfires is making it even harder to not have a car. Friends with cars support us by carpooling, picking up our veggie boxes, and even lending us cars to get tested at the COVID drive-thru.
We're just going to ride up past your school and then we keep riding down beach road.
It's nice turning up at the birthday party on bikes.
Put your helmet on.
But I'm not going to pretend it's easy.
Sorry, Emerald, I still haven't got you your bigger bike.
Getting two kids on bikes up the hills and around traffic.
I know, I'm sorry, you don't have gears. That's... You're getting strong legs though. Look at those legs going on the hill.
Well, my shoe keeps getting caught, like when I'm driving
the pedal,
my
weird.
Shoe keeps getting caught here. Oh. That's in the way, and my shoe's like that, and then my shoe goes like that, and my foot slips up, and then I nearly fall.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Always happens.
Most of the year, we've made most of our trips not in a car. And
we've done that with bikes, and we've walked. We've gone on like public transport.
And what's that been like? Like, we've done some big trips, haven't we? We've been down to the Illawarra a few times for the day for a swim on the train and had to catch a few different trains. What's that been like?
It was fun because we got to play I Spy.
If we were going on a long trip, what would you prefer? Would you prefer that we got a car or go on a train or a bus?
Definitely train or bus. Trains are better because cars, well, they have heaps of petrol and it smells a lot and the smell makes me get sick.
You also got heaps better on your bike, right? Like, you used to not be so confident riding your bike and now you ride your bike a lot.
But I do need a bigger bike, so it'll be quicker to get to school though.
Do you think if we owned a car that we would still ride our bikes and go on the train as much?
Yes. Because I wouldn't want to go on the car because it would be too, like, stinky.
Okay, let's go.
It's July and COVID is back again in Sydney. Instead of catching a train to meet friends for a bushwalk, I've hired a car from a sharing platform.
Oh, you can run and grab it off the front support. Quick.
It's good to remember because I don't want to get sick in the car at all. The annoying thing you have to always like get a car, like for a car whenever you need it, like somewhere that's like an hour, like a long way away.
Yeah, it's true. And I have to say, I did find it annoying this morning when I went to book the car because I didn't want to book it last night because the weather might have been bad for a bushwalk. So I wanted to wait till this morning when I saw it was a nice day. And then when I went to book the cars, all the good ones that are nearby that we usually borrow were all booked out.
Also, it's fun because you can, like, you can go in all these different cars.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and I love going in, like, different cars and, like, seeing, like, all, like, the cool, like, little pockets and, like, buttons, like, and things that open up, like...
But hiring cars from around our neighbourhood can be annoying. Like when your phone goes flat while returning the car. So now on the way for a bushwalk, I'm dropping Miles off at the car he borrowed last night to return the keys.
Last night I did the photos, went to go and put the key back in the lockbox, and then I pressed one number, two number, and then my phone died.
When we were riding our bikes to Aldi during the lockdown because we didn't even want to borrow a car, how did you feel about doing that?
It was kind of annoying because when we rode back and we had all the stuff in our bags, it was so heavy, and we couldn't get like as much stuff as well.
I recorded this with Billy nearly a year after we gave up our car.
What about when we did this? Because I'd want you to like ask me specific questions.
Okay. Do you think that we should continue to not own a car?
No.
Why is that?
Because it's annoying.
What's annoying about it?
Because we have to always borrow the cars, and then we always have to like ride our bikes every single place, and we can't like just go places.
Like what kind of places?
People's houses and the beaches and stuff.
Do you think there's any advantages of us not owning a car and riding our bike more?
Well, it's good for the planet.
I mean, what about things like when we went up to the Blue Mountains to visit Penny and Charlie on the train for the weekend and we had to carry all our stuff? Like, do you like going on trains like that, or would you rather be in the car?
Well, actually, I don't mind, because also before when we had a car, I still liked going on the train to the Blue Mountains, because I like going on long train trips. And yeah,
this station is Marrickville.
I wanted to catch up on how you're feeling about our year without a car. Like, we started in September 2019 last year, and now it's August 2020.
Well, I think that the next step for me is just to look at how much I've spent compared to how much it would have cost us to do the repairs and do the upkeep and all that sort of stuff. Because I think the biggest deal for me is just, you know, we can do this. You know, there's no reason why we can't hire a car for anything that we need. But it's just, you know, ultimately going to an electric car would be ideal, but that feels like a big investment.
This chat with Miles was when Melbourne was back in lockdown during the second COVID wave. And in Sydney, community transmission was on the rise. You know, and we've booked this weekend away. And now, because of COVID, I feel like we're probably going to have to hire a car. And that's so frustrating.
The idea of being, you know, going directly from your home to your own private car, even hiring somebody else's car and having to get in with hand sanitizer.
We are still using public transport overall. It's just when the COVID situation gets more intense that we stop for a bit.
Like, private space to private space aspect is so much more relevant now. You know, maintaining your own little bubble wasn't a part of our decision making, obviously.
Well, we didn't predict a pandemic, did we?
No.
I mean, I feel like I'm finding it really, really hard at the moment not having a car, but it makes me angry. It makes me really angry. It makes me really upset. Like, I'm feeling quite emotional about the fact that it's so much harder not having a car.
After some painful hours of making spreadsheets, I can report that we spent $2,000 less in the past year on transport than we did the year before when we owned a car. And that doesn't count the cost of buying a vehicle. So if we'd replaced our car, we would have spent much more. We saved $2,000 even counting all the Ubers and car hire and extra trains we caught. While it's been frustrating and annoying at times not owning a car, there's also been some surprising moments, like connecting with our daughters while catching buses and trains and riding bikes.
What's that?
So we've saved a few thousand dollars, many tons of carbon. Ideally, one day we'll try an electric car. But for now, we're going to keep going without owning a car. And Emerald's excited because she's finally got the bigger bike with gears.